USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Flu cases are surging across the United States with a 16% increase in positive test results reported just last week, according to the CDC's weekly influenza report. Over a dozen states, including Alabama, Georgia, and New York, have reported very high levels of respiratory illness, and nearly 20 other states have levels classified as high, with 6 pediatric deaths bringing the total to 20 for the current flu season. Maine's top election official is removing former President Trump from the state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Maine Secretary of State Shanna Bellows made the decision on Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates, all the candidates who appear on the primary ballot, are qualified for the office they seek.
Bellows says Trump knew the risks for violence on January 6, 2021 and ignored them, which she believes disqualifies him from seeking office. 8 people are being treated or are recovering from injuries sustained when a massive rogue wave hit a beach in California.
It happened Thursday in Ventura County as a group of onlookers stood behind a barrier. The wave swept as many as 20 people off the beach. 8 of them were hospitalized. According to the National Weather Service, dangerous rip currents will continue along parts of the California coast through the weekend. Coastal flooding and high surf alerts are being posted along much of the west coast from the Mexican border to southern Oregon. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden is set to welcome the new year in the Caribbean as he and his family embark on their traditional holiday trip to the Virgin Islands. However, Republicans, including Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, criticized the vacation, framing it as inappropriate amidst the ongoing crisis at the southern border. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs pointed to the border challenges, accusing the president of enjoying the Caribbean sun while an influx of illegal aliens continues. Recent polls indicate that the border situation remains a significant political concern for Biden, contributing to declining approval ratings in December. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio, a Republican, has rejected a bill aimed at limiting transgender care for minors. He stands out as one of just 2 GOP governors who vetoed such restrictions on gender-affirming care. The proposed measure also sought to prohibit transgender girls from participating in school sports teams. Speaking of sports, the playoff-bound Dallas Cowboys host the NFC North Division champion Detroit Lions tonight in the Cowboys' regular season home finale. The Cowboys are unbeaten in their first 7 home games this year. The Lions clinched their first divisional title in 30 years with a win over the Minnesota Vikings last week. Tonight's contest kicks off at 7:15 p.m. at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And on New Year's Eve, a surge of couples exchanging vows in Las Vegas could potentially establish a record as the city's busiest wedding day ever.
This is due to the significance of 12/31/23, recognized in the expansive Las Vegas wedding industry as a specialty date. That's because of its repeating 1-2-3-1-2-3 pattern. The benchmark to surpass on New Year's Eve is 4,492, which stands as the single-day record for marriages in Las Vegas, set on July 7, 2007, 7707. The second most popular specialty wedding date on record with the county's Marriage Bureau is November 11, 2011, when 3,125 couples tied the knot. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Too many numbers for me. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.